Okay. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Back there on the nails. So, just a quick reference to what we discussed yesterday. I said that the Ramah says you do the left hand first and then the right hand. And I wasn't sure if it's bedavka or not. I researched and I found that there are different opinions. There are those who say that no, just he worked with a siman that works better with the left hand, but the main point is that it shouldn't be consecutive. But others do say, once again I'll pick Kabbalah, that actually in this case the left hand dafka should be first. Approximately along the lines of that part of the concept of cutting the nails, we already said yesterday that the area beyond that goes above the flesh is an area of dinim. Midas hadin takes hold there. And by cutting it off, it's kind of like some of the Sfarim say, it's kind of like the concept of so'ir la'azazel, that you give the koiches hatumah their part. And, hey, take this and leave me alone. And therefore, once you're dafka dealing with din, and the koiches hatumah, dafka, the left hand din, it is reflected in the left hand versus rachamim, which is the right hand. Therefore, there are Sfarim that say that the left hand first is bedafka when it comes to this. Okay, that was yesterday. Fancy little line, new subject. Weiter on the subject of nails, new subject. There's the famous Gemara, which is Bot La'alocha, that you are not allowed to let nails fall on the floor. It's considered a sakana for a pregnant woman if she steps on nails that fell on the floor. Therefore, the Gemara says, Zor kon rasha, a person who just drops them on the floor is a rasha. Koivron is okay. Tzadik, that's good. Is it tzadik? Means more than okay. Is it tzadik? And sorfan chosid, person who actually burns them, meaning he's completely ruining any chance of it possibly getting out, is a chosid that's extra pious. So first of all, so you're cutting your nails, you're doing them over a tissue carefully, and you're trying to make sure that they don't fly, but there's the one that does fly, right? So what happens then? So you're going to bend down and try to look for it. You might find it, you might not. So first of all, the rule is that once it was moved away, it won't cause harm anymore. And therefore, you don't have to go crazy. Take a broom, sweep around the immediate area until you can figure that you moved it. Now, I'll add that there is a sheet among the Achronim that it should be moved to a different room. So take that into account, but it seems that most poskim don't agree with that, and therefore don't go mishuga. Don't go mishuga. Very important to move it. That, yes, absolutely. Very important to move it. Take a broom, try to move it around, and then you can consider yourself covered. I'll note also that the poskim say, well, since the issue is pregnant women, so the issue is primarily in a place where women are liable to be. For example, in a Beis Medrash, it wouldn't be relevant. But don't cut your nails in a Beis Medrash. But what could be, if you go to the mikvah on Friday, that might be a good place to cut your nails. Still be careful. Don't just let them fall on the floor. But there, you don't have to be as worried if one of them flies. But again, you did do it in your kitchen, in your bedroom. One flew a little bit. Move it around with a broom, the area, and you're okay.
But what's the part about moving it? Meaning it fell off once and it's already moved.
No. From where it falls, it drops on the floor.
Once it falls before, then move again.
Yeah, wherever it falls, on the table. I mean, straight from your hand down is where it can cause problems. Now you want to move it away from there. Okay, now as far as we have, okay, so obviously you're not going to let it fall on the floor, that's Russia. Then we have Koivron versus Sorvon. We have burying it versus burning it, which is a tzadik versus a chassid. Most of us would probably naturally flush it down the toilet. Contemporary place can say that is begether burying it. That's begether burying it. It's fine, 100% fine. It's not a chassid. Rav Yoshev used to make a point of actually doing it, burning it every Erev Shabbos. They bring from the Chazon Ish that he actually would keep his nails in an envelope and he would burn it with the chametz before every Pesach. This is probably not a good idea in a house with kids, but again, if you do it, flushing it down the toilet is perfectly fine. If you want to gain the chassid aspect, so do it into a tissue and then burn it and you make it into a shtikl chinuch experience. It's fun, it's exciting. Okay.